Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. I'm going to begin today with an oldie but a goodie. A little boy was in church one Sunday morning with his grandmother. Everything was going really well until it was time for the offering. The grandmother began to frantically search through her purse, but she couldn't find her offering envelope. Apparently, she'd left it at home. It was a most embarrassing moment for her, as she kept looking through her purse for something to put in the collection plate. Her grandson sensed her dilemma. The little boy had a solution to her problem. "Here, Grandma," he told her, "you take my quarter and put it in. I'll hide under the seat." The Pharisees were once again plotting against Jesus. They had a question for him. They were trying to trap him into saying something that would discredit him. They wanted to silence him and make him look bad in front of the crowd. Being the hypocrites that they were, they baited their trap with a compliment. Then they asked him a loaded question. "Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Uh-oh. If Jesus says it's all right to pay taxes to the Roman government, then he will lose face with the majority of his audience. For the pious Jews, it was offensive to pay taxes to the hated Romans. Paying taxes was tantamount to supporting their detestable occupation. On the other hand, if Jesus says it's wrong to pay taxes, then he'll be in trouble with the Romans. He'll be siding with the revolutionaries who want to overthrow the Roman occupation. It's a no-win situation. Jesus knew that the Pharisees were trying to trap him. Fortunately, he was wiser than they. One of the Pharisees produces a Roman coin from his pocket at Jesus' request. Little did the Pharisee realize that even in possessing a Roman coin, he already was well on his way to losing the argument. The Jewish people found the inscription on the Roman coins offensive. "Tiberius Caesar, son of the divine Augustus, Pontifex Maximus." To the pious Jew, the inscription on the Roman coin was a deliberate break with the Ten Commandments, which prohibit graven images. For these and other reasons, the Jewish people did not use Roman coins. They had their own temple currency. In producing a Roman coin, the Pharisee was showing which side he was on. And that's true for us as well, I think. The use of our money shows which side we're on. Where a person's treasure is, there is his heart also. If someone wanted to know what you and I truly value in this world, all they would have to do is look at our checkbook and our calendar. Where we spend our money and our time is what we really care about. As a pastor greeted persons at the door following a stewardship sermon in which he had discussed pledging, a disgruntled member asked accusingly, "Where in the Bible, Pastor, do you find anything about pledging?" Well, like many of us, this man was clearly uncomfortable with being challenged to pledge to his church. Instead of being defensive about his sermon, the pastor answered good-naturedly, "That's a very good question. Let's get together over lunch this week and we'll talk about it." The gentleman agreed. A time and a place were then set. And later in the week, the two of them got together for lunch. After they had ordered, the pastor brought up the subject. "You know, your question is a very good one." The pastor said the question had forced him to do some thinking. "The Bible is full of references to pledging," the pastor went on, but the reluctant church member didn't really seem convinced. "Come on, Pastor," he said. "We know that you pastors exaggerate. There's nothing in the Bible about pledging." The pastor said, "Well, in fact, I looked up the word pledge in the Bible dictionary." And he had written down some of the words that were listed there next to the word pledge. Commit, promise, dedicate, devote, covenant, vow, all words spread throughout the Bible. That made the man think more about stewardship. His pastor explained, "Christian stewardship is merely a reflection of our spiritual commitment to Jesus. Stewardship is, first of all, our response to God. The man's attitude about pledging began to change as a result of their lunch and their conversation. How we use our money shows which side we really are on. Jesus exposed the Pharisees as hypocrites. They said one thing, but their lives said something else. When an emperor came to power, he would immediately have coins minted with his name and portrait put upon them. That would signify that the coins belonged to him. In his answer, Jesus said that since coins already belong to the emperor, give them back to the emperor. Give back to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and give to God what belongs to God. Jesus wanted the Pharisees to consider what really was important, and that was their allegiance to God. The same is true for us today. We get caught up in all kinds of activities, but we need to continually ask ourselves, what is most important in my life? What do I really care about? When we answer these two questions, it will show in our stewardship. Many people never really discover the joy of giving, and that's too bad, because my friends, there is joy in giving. If you've not discovered that joy, it's not too late for you. James I. McCord, who was at the time president of Princeton University Theological School, told the story of a man who commented that he was never coming back to a particular church because all they ever talk about in that church is give, give, give. Concluded Dr. McCord, I can't think of a better definition of Christianity than give, give, give. God is a giver. He gave us life itself. And his ultimate gift was that of his son. What more cherished, more precious, more intimate gift could one give than that of their only child? If we want to achieve God's likeness, we must be givers too. God does not ask us to renounce our possessions. God does not ask us to give up necessities. But God does ask us to share out of our abundance. The deepest joy in life is not by taking all that we can get, but by sharing out of all that we have. Jesus said, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and give to God that which is God's. It's a matter of declaring which side you're on, my friends. It is a matter of allegiance, but it's also a matter of joy. Amen.